Okay, this is the Courtroom Observer conference call, and it is October 12th, 2016. And I don't have anything new to report. I was wondering if anybody knew anything about maybe what's going on with the Bundy case. I know John was really talking about the next papers they're going after. And then I even got an email today from Jan about impeaching Anna Brown, Judge Anna Brown. That's the one that's violating everything. I mean, all of them are anyway, but she, for in particular, I don't know if anybody else got that petition to sign. Did anybody?
No. Mm-hmm. But he was supposed to get the common law grand jury together on a vote for tonight or something, but I guess it fell through.
Oh,
maybe.
John was?
Yeah.
Did you get an email about it?
What?
Did you get an email about it?
No, I heard him on Monday night.
Well, if he's usually going to do that, he sends out an email.
Okay, well, I did not get one.
I didn't either. So,
and I think it would have been Tuesday if he was going to do the vote.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get one yesterday or today, so.
Well, maybe something else happened. Do you know anything about what's been going on with the case at all?
The Bundy Ranch? No.
The Bundy case, uh-huh. So
no.
Has anybody got any, hi, I see there's a Roseanne from Kansas. Are you newer on the call, and do you have anything to report?
No, I don't. I'm just listening.
Okay. Are you new to the call, though?
No, I've been on several weeks. I've been in LA for over a year, and I come on this call quite often.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't talk very much. So, anyway.
Still, you can learn. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you in the courts?
I kind of have been. It's a long story. Jan knows something about it, but my case was closed. According
it
to
was?
They're never closed. They're never ever closed. You can go to
oh,
a
good.
Case.
Okay. Because there's stuff I disagree with, but I don't know what to do about it. So. I was thrown in the
Federal Rule 17B.
Yeah? Federal Rule 17B. Well, they just say, I don't know anything, and they appointed a defender, and he doesn't even talk to me. And they say, I say, he's not representing me, and they say he is representing you, whether you like it or not, kind of. So that's been going on since.
Well, that means,
So what did they try to, what were they trying to drag you through the mud for anyway?
It started 6 years ago.
Wow.
They never let me know anything, and I think there was an inquest without my knowing about it, and it was really dirty, and was that happened, I'm pretty sure, but no one will tell me anything. It's been hell on earth, actually.
Oh,
so,
God. Poor thing.
Then they put me in the state hospital because I was getting suicidal because of all the abuse of authority. Which was just more abusive authority.
Right.
Then the court wanted to see me, and I kept telling them I wasn't compliant with everything they said, so they kind of held it over, but they dismissed everything last week, according to them. It's just a real, I don't know.
That doesn't mean it's when they dismiss it.
I don't know. I used the wrong words and the wrong language, and they said the case was closed. So I just left, walked out. My family might be involved wisdom. So that makes it difficult too, and they won't talk either. So it's a mess. Jan knows about it. I've talked to Jan about it. I don't know how to find out anything.
Yeah, and I think she's going to, do it when she's ready, but or not, if she never gets ready. But, I just feel like we all have a right to know what was done. Now, it's done and it's over with, and they want to dismiss it or close it. Well, my answer to that would be, hell no. You open that back up and tell me why all this was done to me. And who did it? But, that's just my personality. When somebody, is really dirty like that, I just want to know who did it and why. And, how was this done? And I think Roseanne has the right to know that. If she wants to close the book and let it be, well, that's her prerogative,
There's no way I can live like that, but it doesn't seem to do any good. Nothing I say seems to do any good. I've even written the governor and attorney general, and the church was involved, and the church is part of it. And I wrote the bishop, and it's all been. I don't know if I'm over. I don't know if, but I'm guessing it so much that it sounds crazy when I write sometimes, probably.
Life and spirit.
But, that's how I feel, Jay. You just can't live with that much not knowing about your own life. It's like they break into your life, like they break into your house and do whatever they want, and you have no protection. And that's how they they kidnapped me, basically, when they took me to Larner. I told them
they did.
They kidnapped me and held me hostage for 5 weeks.
And then they charged her for it.
Yeah, but they might write it off.
So what if she ever gets ready? You got to be emotionally ready to deal with the nastiness. But what would be her process if she decides she wants to look into it?
Wow, I wouldn't even know because to me. It's almost like they just keep you strung out, they just want you to be strung out. So it almost feels like, in order to get them off your back, you just kind of have to disappear to me. Opening it up and trying to fight them, they just get it, they make it worse. To me, there isn't any reason other than money and, power that they want to do whatever they do and not really give you a clue on what they're doing.
I think the judge committed crimes. I think they.
Yeah, they all do. Pretty much.
And they don't want to.
And how do they do it, Laura?
Excuse me.
What do you mean, how do they do it? They just do whatever they want.
In your all capital name.
Well, right, they do that too, but. They don't seem to be.
Are you that all capital name?
What now?
Is that you?
Like
what
me?
Are you talking about?
Is that the way you spell that your name?
All cap.
Are you talking to me, Roseanne? Are you talking to me, Roseanne? I don't.
Anybody?
Know.
Are you the all capital name?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm right. So that's the U.S. citizen.
I know, but there's a lot
of
people that try to do the other thing.
Public office.
But a lot of people try to do the get out of that, and it just depends on how corrupt whoever, wherever they live, how corrupt the place is, whether they actually even honor anything you're saying if you're not doing it in your all caps.
They're never going to honor. You're going to be put in prison, your body. For that, just like I told you, when the judge makes you trustee, you're going to pay as fiduciary for the all capital name.
Right.
So you have to become a national My nationality is USA. My mother and father were born here. My grandmother and grandfather were born here. And my great-grandmother and great-grandfather came over, and we all lived on the same neighborhood block in Detroit. I'm a national, and I found out how to do it. I filled out a passport with an affidavit that said I am not under the 14th Amendment.
And I got a passport.
Yeah, I got a passport with my not a U.S. citizen, but nationality USA. Just like saying nationality Italian or German or Polish. My nationality is United States of America, the United States of America. And I'm not saying that we'll keep you out of the courts, but I also filled out a Form 56. And I let them know that I was unlawfully elected to a public office that I did not consent to. That's what it says on the form. And I gave him my Social Security number and my all capital name. And I said, I am not fiduciary any longer for this all capital name since the day of my birth. All the way back. Never have been. And no one can fill that office either because it's an unlawful office. And so, guess what? No one can access that. I mean, I just got finished doing it in March. And I got my passport in, I think, July or August. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that right now, though, I am, like I said, under that do not get arrested again and we will wipe your record clean, even though the arrest was unlawful in my own front yard. They were trespassing. I had a sign posted. But, so I don't know what's going to happen because I'm thinking, and this is what I was told by someone that where I got the information on the passport, everybody has a bond on their all capital name. That means they own your body.
Right.
And so when you fill out that passport, the United States Treasury is going to release that bond from your all capital name, and you're no longer going to be having a bond on your body.
You mean because you did the affidavit saying that you were a...
Right, I did an affidavit.
Saying that you were
declared
a,
my political status
political
as the United States of America, yeah, as my nationality, where I was born. Yeah, I can send it to you sometime. I got it off a website where, you know, I learned from the guy what he did and how to do it.
Well, I'm going to give you my email right now because I'm getting ready to renew my passport.
Yeah, I have your email, I think, because you always send me courtroom observers. Isn't that your email?
Well, no, it's not courtroom observers. It's Legere.
Laura Legere.
Legere Laura at Gmail. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Well, if you could send
that to me. Is that your email that you want me to send it to?
Yeah, would you? That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sure would like to do that.
I got an international passport where I have a card and a book.
And that's how you got the international passport, is declaring that you were an...
Even if you don't get a passport and you send in that affidavit, if it's unrebutted, then they agree.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Department of State in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What benefits do you lose?
What they'll do is they'll end up sending you back your affidavit after they put it in your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Benefits?
I did get it back. I did receive it back.
Jan has a question.
What, Jan?
Do you get your Social Security back? All that you've paid in plus interest?
I don't want that. I am right now working on a document that's an indentured trust between me, the all capital name, and the Social Security.
Oh.
I want out of that. I want out of that's not our government.
Yeah, it's not.
A criminal from over in England somewhere that has got us in a state of since before the Civil War.
Well, are you going to get everything you've paid back in the Social Security plus your interest and then close it out?
I don't know. I'm not in it. I don't want it. I never have collected from it.
Well, I will want to get mine.
Well, you might have a price to pay.
Yeah.
You'll have to be their slave.
I already was.
That means that you'll have to be sitting in prison if they want to embezzle from your account and they feel like charging you with whatever.
Well, I asked Brent Winters a question the other night on Monday, not this Monday night, but the Monday before, and what I was asking him was how I have a couple friends that want to get a divorce, and they're not interested. You know, they now, since they've learned everything, they were married for a long time, so they did the license through the state, but they don't want to really acknowledge that anymore or do something. I said, well, how do you get a common law divorce? And so basically what he said is no piece of paper that you've ever signed means anything. He said, I thought that, because one of the things that I said was, once you've been you've been married through the state, that they actually, people have said that they basically own your kids and everything. And he said they do not, and the only authority that they have is if you give it any. So if you don't give it any, he was just basically telling me to tell them, they don't need to do anything but walk away from their marriage. They don't have to get an official divorce if they really acknowledge that their marriage license is a joke.
Null and void.
Right, exactly. They can just do that without doing
anything.
They can
just make an affidavit out and both sign it in front of
probably,
a notary.
That's probably true. But he just, that's what he was saying. But it applies to everything then.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they say and that you sign this or that. If you don't give it any authority, it doesn't have any. He said, but that doesn't mean they're not going to come and try to do stuff to you either, because he was explaining stories that happened to his wife or his family.
I heard that story.
Yeah.
How frightening.
I know. So,
she was there alone.
No, I think she... Well,
and they were banging on the door.
And
she called him and said, there's someone here banging on the door.
I know.
And he said, well, ask them what they want. And they said, we want Brent.
And
so he coached her and told her what to say.
Right, but he said he's not here, and then they busted down the door because they didn't believe her, and they wanted They wanted the lying to the police, and she wasn't, but so they didn't get
right.
that.
Right.
But it was still scary.
I'm sure. But I think it turned out good because then they could sue them or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
collect on unlawful entry, Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You still have all them rights.
Yeah.
So do you guys think then that if we're dealing with people, I mean, I know this wouldn't apply to everything, but in a general sense, if we want to get out from under all this crap that we didn't know we were under in the first place, do you guys think that it's looking like the best way to do that is with affidavits then?
I think an affidavit is really powerful, but
the court
if you feel like you want to make it official, then
yeah.
that's what I would do. Or you can just walk away, like you said, too.
Okay.
Like right now, the IRS they put a notice of lien on me, and which isn't a lien. A notice is not a lien,
mm-hmm.
but. So my friend who does all my paperwork, because the lien they put on me is in King County, Washington State, and I'm in Virginia, so I couldn't go down to the courthouse and do that, but he could. So he knows all the fiction.
Uh-huh.
He's asking them to give proof of this and that and the other thing, and he
yeah.
filed that down at the courthouse, and then he sends it to the IRS, and if they don't answer in 30 days, then the notice of lien is null and void, and so that's what I'm waiting for right now.
Well, I also sent them that affidavit that I sent to the state for my passport. It's recorded in my town hall, so it's my property because my rights are my property. And so when they sent me the state, you know, the IRS from state,
mm-hmm.
Ogden, Utah, or whatever, and the Department of State IRS here in the states, because the first one that I sent to Form 56 was for the foreign accounts, because now I'm a foreigner. I'm not in the corporation. I'm a national.
Well, let's
where
have
I was
a party
in the beginning, where I've always been, but they took it from us, you know. And they said, unless we claim it, we can't have it back.
Right. So what were you saying, Jan?
I just said, I think we should have a party for Sharon. That she's not a part of the corporation anymore.
Well, it might be too early. I don't think I really want to party about that yet.
Well, I've got something going on. I wasn't going to say anything, but since there's just a few tonight, I will. But after my mother passed, this really close friend of the family who I trusted and still do, he set up an appointment for my sibling and I to have an attorney's appointment just due to, you know, the passing. And there was some property that was going to be divided between the two of us, which had already been, everything had been taken care of. But I think he just felt like, I don't know what he felt like, but anyway, so I went to the attorney's appointment.
He was sticking his nose in your business.
Well, I didn't know you guys back then.
But I don't need your help.
Well,
everything's taken
just,
care of. Attorneys, oh my God.
Yeah, well, what this attorney did was when he sent me my half of the bill, he put my mother's name, the word estate and then my name, which, of course, now I've found out from you guys means that he's, I mean, I'm skipping a lot of steps, but it means that he set up, it looks like he set up a trust.
Right.
Without telling
wow.
me. Yeah, and it's trying to bind me to some financial things that was my mother's.
Wow.
Right. And so now you don't have it. Because he
don't
owns
have
it.
Oh, that's exactly right, because he billed me for a year and I in that name, and I told him several times. I already kind of,
tell him.
Oh, I already kind of knew not to pay anything. I mean, through the years of taking care of my mother, I knew how I was supposed to sign things and receive things, and that I was never to pay anything in, you know, that was addressed to her in my name, because Baba, I knew all that. But anyway, so this attorney billed me for a year, and I kept refusing to pay. So he sent it to a debt collector. Guess what he did? He sent it to the debt collector. No, he sent it to the debt collector in my name. He dropped the name of that, what looks like a trust account, and sent it in my name to the debt collector. So I asked for a verification of debt, which he sent as his affidavit, and I rebutted it. And so then he immediately filed in small claims court, because it's not all that much money, but it's just the point. So he filed in small claims court. And you guys, I'm kind of waiting with bated breath, because what I did was, I won't go through the whole thing, but I wrote the court a letter. And I said, I had to give an answer, is what it was called, answer to the summons. And so I wrote, answer to the summons, consent denied. And then I was supposed to answer 3 points for the court, and I didn't answer any of them. I just said, you know, he was billing me in the name that looks like a trust. My mother had her affairs set up specifically.
Best thing your mother could have done was a quit claim deed to the two sisters.
Well, my mother had everything set up so that it passed upon her death. She'd already done similar to that.
Then how did they wiggle in there?
No, you have mine. Hello?
Because
hello?
With... Hello? With,
go ahead. This is Crystal.
Within the... attorney, nobody really knows it, but blah, blah, I kind of know this from years ago when I used to run around with an attorney, that there is, they can do that. They can.
I know. They're the only ones that can.
Can I say something? I'm listening to what you were saying.
Let me finish, and then I'm done. But so anyway, I wrote, you know, I told him not to bill me in this name. I have no connection with this name. My mother set up her paperwork, so there was no estate. This looks like an estate. This looks like fraud. In good trust or pure trust and good will, I offered to pay it several times if he would just only bill me in my name, and he refused, and blah, blah, blah. And so then at the end, I just said, consent denied, and signed my name. So what do you guys think?
Refused for cause. Yeah, refused without dishonor.
And also...
Yeah. Respond, and also always in writing, whatever they send you.
Do what?
Write over the top of the document.
Oh.
Refused. Your offer is not acceptable.
Okay. If they send me
something like that, because everything is an offer, and they want to get in a contract with you and embezzle.
Yeah,
and
I
your name now, not your mother's, yours.
Exactly, and that's why I oversigned at the end. Instead of writing sincerely, I wrote again, consent denied, and then I looped my name up over it. I signed my name kind of up over it, touching consent denied, and I did put denied for cause on the answer to the summons, denied for cause.
And what name did he put? When he put in the trustees on there, what name was it or the collection?
Mine only. He didn't use the trust name.
He didn't use the trust name.
That he made up. There was no trust name.
Okay.
He made one up.
So, you know, like, this is what I've been doing to all of them.
Is this Crystal?
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Okay. What I did with all that, I asked to speak to Mr. So-and-so, and I wanted a sworn, notarized affidavit. And even
proof of claim.
And right, and I asked for proof of claim. And like when the attorneys turned around and said, we're here to represent, I would like to speak to Mr. So-and-so and the attorney so-and-so, and I want a sworn, notarized affidavit.
And that means
I took
process.
A contract with them. And you
wait,
know
wait,
what
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I want to hear both of you, but you were talking together and it got messed up on my phone. So what?
Okay.
Ask for proof of claim?
Yes, this is what I did for any of these attorneys. I said when
they claim you owe a debt.
All right, wait, you want to go? You want to talk to Jaren on those? If and
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. When I had with the attorneys, when they were sending me the letters and all this mess and stating that I'm here to represent so and so, and I said I would like to speak to. Mr. GE Federal Credit Union, I would like to see I want a sworn notarized affidavit when I had taken a loan or a contract out with you. And I also asked for a sworn notarized affidavit from the attorneys. And at the end, I said, you are the debt collector. I would like a sworn notarized affidavit, and I will see you in court. They never showed up.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And
this guy is an attorney.
Well, and that's okay, because he's the debt collector. So you're going to ask, I would like a sworn
notarized. Debt collectors are all attorneys.
Are you saying foreign, F-O-R-E-I-G-N?
They're all attorneys. They don't even have a license. They have a juris number. They are under the law of Great Britain. And, you know, and they are not, they have no license. No attorney in the United States has a license. They have a juris number.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and then I sat there. I'm dealing with another case right now where they just expelled a little child out of school, and the money goes to the attorney. So they're embezzling not only from all of us, they're embezzling from the education, the charter schools. It's a nightmare what they've been doing. And like I just came from a meeting just now, I said, well, we just figured out just the beginning salaries for all these city attorneys for the education, schools, tax, and all that. They started with $50 million. And then they're just taking everybody's property, this and that, you know, and they have all been perpetrating a fraud. A lot of them are starting to jump ship. And as I said, they make the laws, they break the laws. They're not even supposed to hold any kind of political position. They are not allowed to hold any kind of, making any kind of laws or judgments. And most of them are making illegal decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Crystal, I'm sorry to have you repeat this, but you said they only have a juris number and ask them for what is it?
They ask them for their juris number. And when I went to the court, every time I went to the court, I asked for a sworn, notarized affidavit from them when I took out the loan or mortgage or contract with them. They won't show up.
Okay,
and
but that's for a house. This is just for a bill.
That's for anything. This is for the bill,
well, the
too.
Bill is going to end up on your house. Do you own a home?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what they're going to do. Then they're going to foreclose.
Well, also,
you better send them an agreement that they will give you your constitutional protection.
Say that one more time.
You could send them an agreement that they will give you your constitution. They will protect you under the Constitution. In other words, they took an oath to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution. And that means you.
And also, what they did, because I just filed, like, the bankruptcy, and I filed the papers again against them and the proof of claim, and they perpetrated a fraud, mortgage fraud, you know? And, you know, the culinary paper we did send out. And that affidavit, I put that on my property, and I got my volume and page. And so I'm going to do the following things because my brother, he's very ill right now. And I said I'm going to be doing my will for 400 years. For example, like I think I spoke to you before about what P.T. Barnum did. He gave the city of Bridgeport, Seaside Park, the whole, all, what is it, I don't know, 200-300 acres for the city for the city residents for 400 years. So no one can touch that. And one thing, when I used to work in the assessors, I used to be the one doing the recordings of the deed, and I noticed one thing that never came through there was any judges or attorneys. So that's when I asked one of the, you know, the older gentlemen at the time, and he became a judge. I said, well, how on earth can you bypass an estate or a will or whatever? And he goes, you give the person who owns that estate that life use and leave the remaining owners. So upon the time of their demise, you take that death certificate and you file it, and the property's yours. And it just never goes through probate. And that's why the attorneys will never tell you this, because the biggest money making in estate, in the estates right now, is the estates when a person, you know. So they end up with basically all the money. When the mortgage is changed over, my husband was a bank manager, you can't change anybody's mortgage. And see, that's the thing when I've been going back and forth to the court, past, who signed my name? And if you look under PHH Mortgage in Columbus, Georgia, a gentleman just won a $21 million lawsuit from the same company that tried to embezzle from me. And now all this mess, even with the Wells Fargo. Who signed your name? You can't change anybody's name on a mortgage, you know, because if the mortgage is changed, that means they had to release the deed and your property was already paid for.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's how
know,
everybody's been getting duped out of their property.
I want to know how come all you guys are saying that they're going to foreclose on my house.
Because you have a debt, that they're claiming a debt.
Wait a minute.
So what they're going to, what they'll do is they'll bring that water bill or whatever bill it's for.
It's an attorney bill.
What bill are you talking about? I see, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the one I was talking about before was an attorney bill. No.
Okay.
No, it's an attorney bill, and he said, it looks like he set up a trust that he didn't tell me about, and I wouldn't pay it in the trust name. I told him to put it in my name, which he wouldn't, and then he sent it to a debt collector, but then he sent it to collector in my name.
He sent it to the debt collector?
Yeah, well, and now he's filed a small claims suit in my name, but he was billing me in this name that's a trust name.
All right, well, I would say...
Her mother died.
Okay.
And this is how he set it up. He did it with her
mother's
name.
Her mother passed away.
Yeah.
Whose name was the property in?
Her mother left it to...
Yeah, it was transferred at my mother's death to me, and my sister. And so by the time when my mother died, it became mine and my sister's. So it was already my property.
Okay.
But a good friend...
And was everything already paid for? See, that's why, you know, that's why I tell even like a lot of the people, I always tell people on this here, especially when a person's a certain age, you get everything out your name, you give them life use. Like, for example, like when my mother... Oh, 10 to 12 years before my mother passed, I said, we're all grown, so I had it written up, and I told the attorney, this is exactly what I want done, give my mother the life use and the remaining owner, okay? Then, you know, I had all of them go to the attorney's office whatever time they were off from work, they signed the papers, and that was it, okay?
Yeah.
When my mother when my mother passed away, the only thing I did was file the death certificate. The property automatically became ours. And now, because my mother, she was sick for the last 8-9 months of her life, and the convalescent home, hospital, back and forth, and the bill came to about $110,000. We didn't pay 1 cent, and we wasn't liable for 1 cent. You know.
Well, this is something different than that
because your mother did a will.
No, she had everything just transferred to us when she died, so it was already my property, and there was no need for him to set up a trust. My mother.
Exactly. Okay. Wait. Can I ask you a question? You said your mother already had everything set up before she died. It was already in your name.
Yeah.
And your mother's name was off the property.
No, it was transferred to us when she died.
Okay. Was there a lot of expenses, hospital bills, convalescent homes, and all that?
No.
No?
No.
So he just came and bamboozled you out of money that doesn't even belong to him. He's trying to make up something. Would you say, Sharon, would be like proof of claim?
What about your good friend that brought you to this lawyer?
Well, I know. I've got to look into that later. But
that's not a good friend. He's friends with the lawyer.
Number one, he is perpetrating a fraud, and I would almost probably write him up on the Bar Association. Because did you hire him? Was there an estate involved? How did this attorney get involved?
Well, it was an appointment set up by a friend.
Why, if everything was set up and the property was already settled upon your mother's demise, why would an attorney come involved when everything that's all you had to do, it was already done?
Okay. That I think is going to be the point that I get to at the bottom of the stack of mess. I think that's you just nailed the point.
He just said that what he did, a little Ponzi scheme and thinking you wouldn't have known or asked any questions. And I had situation somewhat like that with me, and this stupid attorney told me that I owe this and that. And I said, first of all, when did I sign a contract with you? And I dare you to sit there and bill me for that, and I will sue you and have you disbarred. Okay? Because if you didn't go through a probate and he wasn't appointed as a trustee, how did he intervene in this whole situation?
Yeah, that's
because
every court
is probate.
Exactly. It wasn't even a probate.
No,
so
everything was taken care
of. In other words, he's perpetrating a fraud. That's what he did. That's like me.
Well,
I'm an attorney. I'm going to say, I'm going to take over. I'm going to be the trustee of this account.
You know what? You guys are right, but my point, I know you're right, but my thing at this point is, are they going to foreclose on my house?
Coloring agreement.
What, Laura?
I didn't say anything. I'm just listening.
Oh, I thought you said something about an agreement.
No, I didn't say anything. Yeah, just send one to that lawyer to your friend that set up the appointment.
I'm not going to him yet. There's more going on than what I know about. I'm kind of like Roseanne. You know, there's a whole lot of crap swirling around me, and I'm going to take a hold of one thread, and I'm going to pull it, and I'm not going to get off focus, and I'm not going to go after people. All this is going to unravel. But
of course it is.
I can't get to the bottom layer until I unravel the five layers on top of it. And right now I'm on the layer of finding out, of kind of nailing this guy down, of saying, hey, this looks like a trust account that you set up, that there was no genuine fiduciary need to set up, and I'm calling you on it. That's where I'm at right now.
Right, you can call it bluff.
Yeah, what I want to know right now is how could they foreclose on my house for that?
Because you owe them a debt.
Wait a minute.
And they're debt collectors. All the lawyers are debt collectors.
How but much they can't you... wait a minute. They can't foreclose on your house for a little debt, can they?
No, but I'm saying, what are
You'd
you talking
surprised.
About? As
okay.
far as what
because
debt are you...
I don't. I think I since he committed fraud that he can't do it.
Right. As, again, can I ask you a question? Because I'm like, what debt is he talking about? Is he talking about $10,000? Is he talking about $2,000?
No,
talking,
it's $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah,
okay.
That's all.
And believe you me, he's trying to make a fast, quick $1,000, and that's it. But you know what? It ain't even going to be worth his while because you want the proof of claim, whatever the case is. You know?
I know. That's what there's must
no,
be.
They're
like
not
going to
foreclose on your house for $1,000. But the point
yeah.
of, but the point, as I said, the guy is perpetrating the fraud. And just like this jerk, this attorney sent me $1,000. It was $899 he wanted me to pay for
yeah.
this case for, and honey, you should have seen what I did to him. I said, I will have you disbarred. And it's, you know what I'm saying? They don't even want that kind of publicity. He was just
well,
trying to make a quick buck, you know?
Yeah.
They just
I,
seeing what they can get away with. But you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, this really stinks. And I'm not, I mean, listening, I've been listening to NLA, and I'm learning from you guys, and I'm just going to take it one step at a time.
And ask them for a sworn, notarized affidavit. When did you sign any kind of contract with them? And
I never yeah. did dispute that
yeah,
I owed him
but,
the money.
But see,
I said,
when I went to, listen.
Well, you better dispute it or else you agree. And
no,
I do commerce.
I disputed it. They needed to provide proof of claim that he could bill me in that name and blah, blah, blah. I've just refused to pay in that
and
name.
You want
to and
do
I,
a, I would
wait
do a
minute,
motion.
Crystal, wait. I said I'm not going to pay in that name because I don't know what that name is. But if you'll send me a bill in my name, and then he had some double billings on there, which I disputed them too. And I said, if you'll do those things and provide proofs of claim, then I'll pay it, but not before.
And had you heard from him since?
Yes.
That sounds
and
good.
He sued me in my name. It's just
wait
a big
minute,
fraud.
Wait a minute. Did you write him and say, I would like a sworn, notarized affidavit when I did an agreement with you? I want a sworn, notarized affidavit
yeah.
and appear in court.
No, because I would never do that because I went to the meeting. And I was in the meeting, and all he had to do was bill me in my name. I'm not going to say that I don't owe the money. I said I do owe the money, but I'm not paying it in this name I don't know, and I'm not paying double billing.
Oh, wait a minute. You went to a meeting, and you agreed to pay it?
I went to the meeting, so yes, that would be my agreement to pay it, but not in that name that I don't know.
Are
he made that up.
Are you talking about the all-capital name?
What?
Are you talking about your name in the all capital or someone else's name?
The trust name.
What?
That trust name that he made up.
Oh, the one that has your mother's name attached?
Yes.
I would still ask for a sworn notarized affidavit.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. But
the question I asked
you. Did your mother have a contract with them?
No.
That question I asked you, and please listen again, did ask him for a sworn, notarized affidavit?
No,
they will
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay,
I'm not going to do that because I went to the meeting, I'll pay him the money, but not in the trust name.
Okay.
And I'm not
going to
pay him
So if you're
going to
pay him, well, that's that, you know, that's okay.
No, that's not that.
But
I don't
but
think
I'm,
you understand. I know,
yeah,
but
I understand, but I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
You put it in a trust name. You said you don't want to pay it. You said you don't want to pay it in that trust name. Anything, as I said, every
it's in
I've
her
been
mother,
back and forth.
Her deceased mother's name.
He put it in this deceased mother's name. There's no sworn notarized affidavits in any contract with your mother nor you. And I would have just asked for a sworn note. Anytime I go to court, everything I've done, I ask them for a sworn notarized affidavit. Even up to this last one, the 18th, they didn't show up. Every time I go to court.
Well, she's not in court.
Okay, all right. Well, as I said, if you
she's talking about something totally different.
It's gone to small claims court. But I'll keep that in mind, Crystal. I'll let that swim around in my head with all the other stuff I don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
And if it comes up about, the trust name again, I will then ask him for a sworn affidavit that trust name appeared or something of that nature.
Well, if your mother was attached to a contract with him.
Yeah. Okay, here. Yeah.
And that's what the sworn notarized affidavits would mean.
And what he'd be swearing to.
They do not want to swear to that, and believe you me.
Okay,
you know.
If my mother was, I'll ask for a sworn affidavit that my mother was attached to a contract with him. Is that how you guys are lending it?
Or in a contract with him, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
But they're coming after you at this point, and guess what? Huh? Hello?
Well, they can't come after me because I already asked for proofs of claim in my name,
which he won't provide.
So I wrote to the court and I said, this case should be withdrawn because there is no type of conflict that needs to be adjudicated because I've already conditionally accepted it in my name only with proofs of claim which have not been provided, and I will not pay a debt in the name of this trust name, which I don't know what it is.
I keep going back to that friend who drug you into that appointment. Did you ask him to do that?
No, but what I want to do is I just want to ease up on that because I think he's trying to figure out what's going on too. And I don't think he meant any harm. And if he did, that'll just have to come out later.
Why don't you ask him what he meant by it?
Well, I will
later. Instead of presuming.
I'm not presuming. I'm waiting.
Can I ask one question?
I just don't feel like
that. What field is his friend in? Is he in real estate? Is he in banking? Is he in what field is his friend in? Who got you in this mess?
Or he was just being a friend and he didn't really know.
Yeah, they might all want to get in on the action.
Well, that'll come up. That'll come out. Yeah,
keep your eye on him.
Does this friend have anything to gain?
Apparently so, but I don't know. But it'll come out.
You never know what's in the dark.
I'm not in a big hurry on that because I figure what I'm watching is the more you sit back and, like you said, Crystal, you tell him I want a sworn affidavit, and then you kind of sit down in your rocker and wait for it to show up, and it doesn't show up. And so that I'm kind of losing some of my intensity about jumping on things because fraud, like you guys have taught me, fraud is fraud, and there's no statute of limitations. So really, we're not any of us. We don't any of us have to be in any big hurry.
Well, see, all the papers that we've been filing, I'll tell you what, they are all backpedaling, okay? as a matter of fact, it was really strange because I tell you, what a venture I've been on these past 2-3 years. I had some cases going on, and I found out accidentally these attorneys settled my case. And it was a federal case, and they were all there, but I wasn't. So that's under investigation. I mean, it's just so much bizarre stuff what these attorneys have been doing and getting away with it.
Well, that's kind of like Roseanne. What happened to Roseanne, what she was talking about before, is all this crap was going on around Roseanne, and Roseanne was completely left out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, it's 10 o'clock. I've got to
Thank you, Laura.
We'll wrap it up, though, but I think it was good information tonight. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are wonderful.
Thank you,
thank
too.
You for helping me.
Yeah.
You know,
thanks.
I mean,
so,
it's just a thought. I'm just saying, you know, we put our heads together because we've all experienced, and I'm always in and out of court with different people, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I can't believe my eyes and ears. And, you know, I mean, with the police,
right.
I'm even, you know, the courts with the policemen and all that, because there's so much they're perpetrating frauds, all kind of fraudulent
Did
stuff.
Did you see those two policemen stop that one guy on Fox News, and they shot him and found the police were on PCP?
No.
Oh, no.
The one of the police officers was on
PCP. Was that
PCP.
In Hartford?
That was in Fox News this morning, but it seemed like it was right around here.
There was something in Hartford. I know the cop
it
was stopped
a young, it was a black guy and two white police officers.
They stomped him in the head?
No. They
oh, they had another
him,
one.
And they had him. He was standing there so nice and mild and meek with his hands in the air, and the one officer gunned him down. And they said later they found him to be on PCP. The policemen.
The
policemen were on it.
The one policeman that did the shooting was on PCP.
Oh, my God.
I did hear about that, but not the PCP part. I heard about them killing
that
man that
was
trying to...
I swear to God, it was on this morning on Fox.